Egypt detains dozens of activists ahead of an anti-government demo planned for Monday. A group of lawyers has said that as many as 59 people have been apprehended since Thursday, and their arrests continue. Opposition groups have called for the rally mainly in protest of the government's deal to hand over two islands in the Red Sea to Saudi Arabia. The controversial move by President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has provoked outrage among many Egyptians who've accused him of selling the islands in the Straits of Tehran in return for Saudi investment. On the 15th of April, more than 1,000 people demonstrated in central Cairo in the biggest protest in 2 years. They demanded the ouster of Sisi's government. Recipes Mohamed Chalabi elaborates on the row over the Egyptian government's decision to hand over two Red Sea islands to Saudi Arabia.
The issue of the islands is very sensitive here in Egypt. The strategic islands of Tehran and Sanafir, Egyptians have been educated since they were in elementary school, that these two islands are Egyptian. They've seen American patriots lose their lives in defending it. And of course, the issue of land and ownership of land is it's so important in Egypt and in the Arab and Muslim world at large. And because they many Egyptians feel humiliated because they were not consulted in an issue they believe the Constitution stipulates that they should be consulted in, and because they believe that their government and the Saudi regime are serving each other's interests and the perhaps the interests also of Egypt's main enemy, the Egyptians' main enemy, Israel. Regimes protecting each other and serving each other's interests and perhaps the interests of Israel at the expense of Egyptians' properties